We're here with Brian Pilla from NCR. He's the Director of Financial Solutions, Marketing and Deployment. Brian, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. I'm very fine. Thank you. Listen, at the show today, what are the major concerns that decision makers at financial institutions should be thinking about? What's driving your business right now?
From a security and compliance, I would say, from a global perspective, fraud, specifically in an ATM channel, and how to deter fraud. I think from a global perspective, it's been an industry issue. The ATM or self-service channel is a trusted channel, and we as constituents of the manufacturers community need to ensure the integrity of the channel. So we take our learnings globally. Statistically, I think probably the largest fraudulent impact is card skimming, but not limited to, mm-hmm. to that. But I think top of mind as we talk to our customers, that would be card and identity theft. Type of fraudulent activities, and how can we work with them to deter that through their self-service channel, their ATM channel, which sure. is typically one of the most touched channels within a retail banking or financial institution.
Sure. Yeah, we're seeing skimming as a big problem as well, and on our site that's a big concern of at least the financial institutions that we're serving. How is your company addressing all of the issues you sort of just outlined? I know you said self-service.
Sure. Let me take a step back versus that. So that's an aspect of it. So mm-hmm. we deal at a more of an enterprise. So there's a couple different dynamics that's occurring in the industry today. Again, within a self-service ATM down to device levels, a migration to a more open Windows-based environment
right.
that is providing great flexibility as far as customer experience, but different types of interaction and transactions of value to different clients. With that comes challenges of security. So NCR Holistic looks at from an enterprise-wide level, from a software security, mm-hmm. Building into levels of software security around our software products itself is truly what's driving the application, the intelligence of the ATM channel, mm-hmm. Right down to the actual device itself. Our newly launched our self-serve product line carries through a lot of security-minded focused around physical security, as far as moving not only maintaining UL certified type of enclosure to higher level SEN or SEN-L enclosure to make it more difficult for physical intrusion
right.
To the card, going back to the card and the fraudulent. We've had technologies under our NCR Secure product name around intelligent fraud detection, utilizing radio frequency to detect if fraudulent devices, skimming devices, false fascias of fraudulent devices that are placed on the ATM itself, linking up with a centralized management system to early detection and actually functionally shut down the ATM. More, I would say, a higher tech integrated enterprise solution, right down to the actual design within the actual device itself. What we call fraudulent device inhibitors, or FDI, is what we call them, is that it's actually molding into the form fit of the device to make it more difficult to put skimming devices,
sure.
and augmenting that with different card reading technology called jitter technology that mm-hmm. actually deters. If you actually do get through some of the preventative measures or technologies, we try to make it very difficult for the fraudulent transactions to actually be picked up off of the card. So we've got a full range scan from higher technology enterprise level
right
down to physical security at the device itself.
Interesting. Sounds like a full solution. Considering what you just said sort of the solution you're applying, what advice do you have for financial institutions out there dealing with this? I mean, how should they approach these issues?
I think specifically from a U.S. marketplace is proactivity. Is mm-hmm. that there's a lot of learnings we have from a global perspective. Mm-hmm. Is that I think we as an industry need to leverage that global learning and to be as proactive as we possibly can to implement these types of technologies and solutions as proactively, not on a reactive basis, as we get hit as a financial institution or as an industry. So as an overall proactivity would be key.
That's great. Brian, thanks very much.
Thank you.